Omer Rabu. Nafal Merosh Hagav, Nika B'Isho Chaya B'Dala Dvar. Vim to Lo Kona, because there's no Kavanah Speaking. Chaya B'Nesek, B'Tzah, B'Ripa, B'Shevas, Boshes Lok. If not, Chaya B'la Boshes, Hashem Miskavei. What does Miskavei mean? Let's take a look what it says there. Peg over my base. Hashem is God. Where it says. Coming for what? Now, Mora says like this. Roma Rabba, no Rosh Hagag Rosh, any Matsuya, his ego be a shiva on Nessie. Part of me dollars. Matsuya, his ego be a shiva dollars on part of the Boshes. And that's happy. We'll see what that means. Af al haboshes. The Tanya. Mash mishanema misholch yodo en yodesh zikaba. Madam zikalomalo. Kamench misayim lahazik. Af a peach lo neskavin levayesh. No. Says Rashi. If this happened, Lachshe his chulon limpo, he's falling, and he says that I can either fall on the sidewalk to someone standing there. If I try to fall on somebody, it'll soften the blow. I have no I know by falling on him I may damage, but I have no real. That's not really what I'm doing. I'm doing it in order to soften the blow. Rashi says, as long as I have a yedias, I know that that is what would happen, even though that's not the purpose of what I'm doing. That's considered kavan lahazik, chayv and boshes. Now, Rashi, if you take a look, for instance, now the Rambam quotes this general halacha al chov u'masek. Mi shenav ha menagag ruach matzui v'hizik chai bad al dvar poinu vosh v'oshayni matzui. Nesaper chai b'kol af ala boshi. He'll call him eskavin lahazik v'shem eskavin levayish chai b'kol. He doesn't give us any indication. He agrees with Rashi, he doesn't agree with Rashi. But the biggest problem in the Rambam we have, with all the notes of Caleb Chomp on him, is, now, we have our Loch and Eish. that if I light a fire, and I just want to light a fire, I'm making a barbecue, I want to light a fire, I want to make a campfire, toast marshmallows, whatever I want to do. But, and I'm going to push out, and the fire spreads. That's called Ishum, we pass like Rabbi Yochum, Ishum Rishum Chitzov. It says, I am Chayim as an Oramah, I am Chayim as if I threw a chetz. It's Oramah Masik. Eisha Avra, Ezekiel Asadam. Let's say I lit a fire, and what? B'chavlobo, Rahamah B'chayim in the Zokal, B'shifto, B'ripuyo, B'tzaro, B'boshto, Kilo Hesiko B'yodo, Sh'av B'shishim Eshimonahu, Hukum Eshizik B'chitzov. That means, Ram goes much further, what Kavanah L'Hasik is, that I light a fire, I'll be in, and I know I'm lighting a fire, I'm aware that a wind, a normal, regular wind can come and blow it, can just spread. Alpidin, we say that as if I threw a chetz. And even though I didn't know anyone was there, but as if I threw a chetz. And I threw a chetz with a cup. And Alpidin, we interpret it as a mazid. So according to the Rambam, one could have interpreted the halacha of Niskaven Levayesh that it's not a bush if I didn't intend to be a Vayesh. The Rambam is here. The Rambam goes much further. The Rambam says in this halacha that even if when I lit it I wasn't thinking, but if Alpidin we turn him into a Mazik Mamezik, so therefore it's Chayv Bush. So according to the Rambam, it depends. Alpidin is a, and this is the exact cause of Zika Mavusha. No, Svara, it is a bush. It's not a bush. It might be a bush. No. Svara is simpler. The exact cause of Zika Mavusha. I have to have Kavana. And if even if Alpidin, it's turned into a Kavana. Okay. The other Rishonim. So Rashi tells us. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, I don't have to, it's not my intent of what I'm doing. And I intend to do a purpose A, but I know it's going to be an automatic mazik that's also Kavan al Hazik. So according to Rashi, it's not, it's totally in the Metzias of the bush. There's no Metzias of the bush. Everyone knows why I fell on him. I fell on him because I was trying to, I wanted a soft landing. That's but knowing that you can fall on him, that and that he may get damaged, so that itself is kavanah lahazik, and you're chayav for busha. Take a look at the Rizal, for instance. What happened? Let's say what I wanted to do, I wanted to Yichovel you on your back. It's going to cause a scar. No big deal. You walk around with a shirt all the time. No big deal. But instead, I did it on your face. You have a bad scar on your face. And it's a busha. I had no intention of doing it on your face. Nothing. As long as I had kavanas chavola. But according to the Ravid, as long as I have kavanas chavola, that's enough. I'm in the parsha of chavola. So again, according to the Ravid, it's a simple. It's not. We're not talking about the metzias of a busha. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Xeris because of Zikim and Marushov, and I have to have Kavana to do what? Point to Rashi, it's a idea that I'm going to be Mazik you, that's all. According to the right that he has, I have to have Kavana for a Kavala, for a Nezik that I'm causing you. Even though the first one had no busha whatsoever, it was just going to cause a little scar on your back, and it turns out to have a horrible scar on your face. And you're very embarrassed to walk around with this horrible scar on your face. But I had kavanas chavola, that's enough. Okay. Omer Rabba. I put a gacheles on your lathe, and you didn't take. You were laying. And you didn't do anything, and it burned you. I did something to you that, if just left, I did a full meiser tzicha. You had the ability to undo that Maaser Tzicha. See a number of different cases. But why? Is it Shnayim Shasu, but you're not taking it off? You caused it? Maybe. Or no? So if you take a look in the Rosh, verses like this. Amar Rab, and you got chelas al libo shel chaver umeis, but v'alfim esruhu, they gave him hasra. You're doing it, you'll kill him. He speaks first, then he gives a very interesting reason. He speaks first to Olam. A normal human being, what would he have done? He would take it off. So I should have anticipated you're going to act in a normal way. I assumed you're going to act in a normal way. And acting in a normal way, you would take it off. And you didn't act in a normal way. Said, what case does Hasra? And I said, I really don't like this guy. So I'm willing to die so he should get killed as a rotzeach for me. Why didn't the guy take it off? Why didn't he take it off? So, everyone, the different people, different crazy ideas. Yeah, this crazy idea. So I don't have to cheshbon on that crazy idea. So if I put it on, my cheshbon was that he's a normal human being and he's going to take it off. Now, if you take a look later in the Gemara here, Gemara says, Amar Rava Tanenu, Kova Shalav Tocha Or, La Tocha Mayim, Cholalos Vishamu Meis Chayev. Chafa, La Tocha Or, Tocha Mayim, Yocholalos Vishamu Meis Potter. I threw you into the water. I can get up and walk out. I can swim out, whatever. And so I just stay there and die. I'm Potter. Why? Because the only way this is a Maaser Tzicha is Enochanami. I did everything that if everything's left undone, it'll turn into Maaser Tzicha. But I'm in Onus. Why am I in Onus? Because I didn't work on the Cheshbon and you act in such a crazy way. It's Onus. It's Maaser Tzicha bonus. Now, there are a number of different cases. Let's see how the Rambam calls it. Gimorotzeach. Now he's talking, what is it? He's talking about a gorem for Ritzicha. For instance, Akov is his chavero, I tie you up, Yichu Baruah Vad Shemes. And you can't move, and I just leave you there, and you can't eat, you can't drink, and you die of hunger. I did what I did. I put you in the desert, without water. I tied you up. The sun is not risen. It's deep. It's at night. And then, when the sun, it's a very hot day, and it's a blazing sun, and then you die of thirst because okay. But, in all cases, Harry who wrote Seach, who elu ein bezem emisimos, it is a gorem gomor for Ritzicha. Tzicha yidei gorem gomor. Yeah, who wrote Seach? Haru wrote Seach. Ein bezem emisimos, he wrote Seach. V'doresh domim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him. V'chein. Hadochem chaver v'labor. Or sham sulon v'bor. Yohalal osolov. I throw into a deep pit, and there's a ladder there. And you don't climb up the ladder. The problem I have in this Rambam is a v'chein. I threw chetz v'chus v'yodo, and you had a shield. Two people did something together to turn this into a ma'aser tzicha. Why? Ram treats this as a goreng, because he says a v'chein, like kofso barov. The Rambam here. Why is it? But. Why you a chalalos mishal? And the Rambam doesn't quote the case, he just decided not to come up. What is the case of Garmi the Rambam quotes? Throw him into a boar. There's a ladder. Then someone takes away the ladder. So I throw a chetz. He has a tris, he has a shield. Someone takes away the shield. Rambam says that's a gore. But what happens if he stays there willingly? He willingly stays there. That part of the Mishnah covers over to the oral, to the mind, and the oral is on base. Chayev. Chayev over to the oral. Chayev. Halacha tes. Halacha tes. Dovas chaver over to the mind, to the oral, om the mouth, and the oral is mishon potim, and he says best. The im ain't the oral is chayev. Ram is very clear. What does he say? Potter me misas besta. This is not about Sarah. I could have said, I put it there. The guy started not to give up. That's his business. I'm not about Sarah at all. Ram doesn't say that. It's potter me misas besta. And then at the end, when he says, "B'chol elu ein benzim and misnos," so my real rob seach for dorish domim, dorish mimenu dam. How far back is he going? Take a look in this Rambam. It's at the end of Halacha Yud. Is he going back on Halacha Yud, or even on Halacha Tes? If he's going back even on Halacha Tes. That means if I throw someone into a bar and there's a ladder there and he's not just to sit there, if I do, and that is the same thing as I put the gachelos on his lathe and it burns through, he's already taken it off. What is it? I'll spite him. I'll get killed and he'll get killed. Thomas Snapshim Aplishnim. Okay. All these guys, the guy killed himself. Why? Mom, apparently. I don't know. And Mom says, Horegu, he's going back on Halacha Tes, two, or just on Halacha Yod. He says, Dorish Domen, when the Rambam talks about other cases, Bergbeir Loch and Gimel, says, Miyad Odom, Miyad Yish Ochiv, Edo Shes Nefesh Odom. Let's say I hire someone to kill. So, Rambam says, Chayva Horgas Chaveva. Could be, I'm not sure. That means, and all the grommas, all different grommas that I do, I'm considered a robseach, but there's nothing that means best. What about the case, the latter, and he decides? If you take a look in the Rosh, and other Mishonah will go with that, it's a maisa v'tzicha, but it's an onus. But I cheshbon. Why am I to cheshbon? The guy's such an idiot. He's gonna lay there and get killed. I have to cheshbon. He's gonna act like a normal human being. This is a ruach sheinim mitzuyah klal. The guy's such an idiot. He's gonna lay there because he wants to spite me. No. That and what is, and that's the ruach that starts all. What is a normal? You evaluate it like a normal human being. I assume he's a normal human being. Is a mitzvah tzicha, but mitzvah bonus. It could be the Rambam is a similar thing. I don't know. I said, Rama, I don't know what it is in the Rama. You take a look. Now, tomorrow, what we will discuss is something else. What happens if I put a gachelos on his hand and it burns his hand? He could have taken it off. Am I a chovel or am I not a chovel? And once we understand that, we'll be able to come back to Ritzich. Fine, take a look and check what Yishonim talk about that. So, Ritzich has its own. Ritzich in order to be chayav misa, have to do a very clear, direct misa Ritzich. But here, what did I do? I put a gachelos on his hand, he could just take it off. He's a wise guy, so I'll let it burn me, and I'll collect a fortune. I'll collect a fortune. What would the halacha be in such a case? It could be, and that goes back to Ritzich. Is it something a somewhat normal human being would do? Or not? Is that the cheshbon? Cheshbon is he hurt himself. He hurt himself. Me'etz Hashem, we shall see that blinata tomorrow. Okay. Al bigdov in Israf. Krak susi shvar es kadi chayim. I'm going to lift up pot. Let's see that mission. Sade beis omer al. Omer, Samei at Sinai, Ktas Yodi, Shvar es Ragli, Chayav, Mislifto, Chayav. Kras Ksusi, Shvar es Kadi, Chayav, Mislifto, Potu. Asikin ish plon amra, Mislifto, Chayav, Ben Begufo, Ben Begumora. Okay, no. Question is, what is the reason for this halacha? Am I mochel? Can I be mochel? Can I be mochel a chov before the chov exists? Right in front of Mechila. And if I can be mochel a chov before the chov exists, what's the difference between Chavola and Masik? If you take your Meretz Hashem Blinetta for tomorrow, you take a look in the Gemara. Gemara says, here it's at a Gimel Omer Aleph. Omer Ravasi Bar Choma L'Rova. Mashna Reish and Mashna Seif. What's the difference between Masik and Chova? The Reish of Fishain Odom Mochel Al Rosh Eivarim. Normal human beings are not interested in getting themselves wounded in order to collect money. What does Rashi say? Odom mochel tzara, the Tanya hikani tzara amaslifto, but ishtik. I'm a midishmila b'ho, I'm a lehochi, I'm a rav sheish. Shumka mishpocha. If my rav oshi, I'm a mishumka mishpocha, rav o mishum shein odom mochel rashay boro. Rav o yesh, ein shuhu kalav, yesh lav kshu kahin. Hikani tzauni, hit me, wound me, I'm a naslifto, I'm a lohein, I'm a yesh, hein shuhu. Kalav, kras ksus amras lifto v'amru lav, or lav shehu kehen. What in the world is the Gemara talking about here? Okay, it's a Gemara here. It's a Gemara in Aftari Beit Sadi Gimel. Question is as follows: can I say, here we get into a masik ben chayev? Can I say The chob doesn't exist yet. But if you mazik me, I'm mochel on the parsha, on the parsha of mazik. I don't want parsha of mazik to apply. I'm mochel on the whole parsha. I give mochel on mazik, maybe that's it. We'll see what forced me to say that. It's a possibility. Chovel, it's not up to me. I have no right to tell you to be chovel with me. Why not? I'm not allowed to be chovel myself. I can't decide, you know, all these operations people do today. When they take a man, make him a woman, make him a man. Besides all the other things, your body doesn't belong to you. That you can decide what you want to do with it. You want to chop off your finger, you can't chop off your finger. It's my body, too bad. It doesn't belong to you. Sharm said in the Sugya, we'll see, they said explicitly. So, I have no right to do it to myself. So I can't be mochel on the whole parsha, because it's also me to do it myself. If I have a sefer, and I decide to burn the sefer, it's my sefer, I can do what I want with my property. But my finger's not my property. I can't do it. So I can be saying, no, if you're going to burn the sefer, I'm mochel on a certain parsha. Befrat, if the machayev of chavol is the ma'isa avera, so I can't tell you, go do a ma'isa avera, and you're not going to have to suffer the consequences. Now, Reb Chaim used to say, at least I heard it, the machayev of chavol is ma'isa avera. Where was he coming from? We discussed that before. And it goes like this. There is a Mishnah in Achova. Cheret shota v'katan pigasan ra. That means you deal with cheret shota v'katan, all you're dealing with them is bad news. Hem shechovu ba'cherem p'turim. If they are chovel and others are potter, chem shechovel b'hem chayovim, and chovel is chayev. It's a mishnah in Achov. So if you take a look in the Rosh, in the Haggadah Sashri, says the Haggadah Sashri, a chotan has to pay when he grows up. Okay. The chayn from the Gemara that from the Testament base. Wait 1 second. There's a tremendous jump happening here in Haggadah Sashri. Three cases: my shore damages, I damage mamon, and I'm a chovel. Three very different cases. And what does the Haggadah Sashri do? He equates all of them together. Well, the Haggadah Sashri says, if I'm mazik mamon, I have to pay when I grow up. Therefore, if I'm chovel, I have to pay when I grow up. If my shor is mazik, when I'm a cotton, I have to pay. That's a more subtle thing. Hopefully, around Purim time, we'll get to that sugya. There's a tremendous equation happening here. Reb Chaim said, wait 1 second, let's see how the Rambam quotes this Mishnah. And the Rambam's quote says it's Mishnah. Let's see where he calls it. מזה. כמו פרק דל רחוב הוא אומר, זה כלוך רחוב. דל רחוב הוא אומר, זה כלוך רחוב. חרש שוטה וקוטן פגיעות סנרוח. חוב הוא אין חי, אבל יש חוב אחר פתורים. אף פי שאתה פרח החרש, משתה פרח שוטה והגיעו הקוטן. אין חיובים לשלם. The rabbim is black and white. Even when they grow up, they do not have to pay. Now, we have to see what is the Rambam. Now, if Rambam would agree that Mazik, so it's clear raya. I have to see what the Rambam does. But that was where Reb Chaim was coming from, that this Rambam, and the difference in the Rambam that calls Sashri, very difference between Mazikin according to the Rambam and Chovel according to the Rambam. Mazik am Chayev from Mazik. Maka behemi yeshamena. Chovel am Chayev? No. Am Chayev why? The Mavera of Chavol is Machayev. The Maitse Chavol, the Mavera Chavol. Not just having Mafsid you moment. Okay. Now, therefore, if I tell someone, so therefore, and what is when the Rambam talks in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chovel Matzik, what does he call it? Calls it a Kofel Roshei Eivarim. It's a kapara for the Aveira of being Chovel in me. It's Kofel Roshei Eivarim. Again, the kapara. So I pay for what? As a kapara for the Aveira that I did, otherwise was Kofel Roshei Eivarim have to do with anything? So that's where Reb Chaim was coming from. If so, when we say, I tell the person, yeah, chop off my finger, and you won't have to pay. Turn around and sue him. That is. Now, Mitzvah Hashem Bli Neder, what I want to do tomorrow is two things, and they are very much tied together. We have to get what happens in the case. I tell a person puts a gachelus on my finger, and I say, okay, I'm going to leave it there, I'm going to sue him later on, and I can take it off, am I chayv or not? Number one. See the Rishonim and the Kovetz on that. Number two, Kraksusi, the whole difference of Kraksusi and Samar Eine. Now, then the Gemara says something else. Why Rabba? Hinyaka Khalasalev Avdo Mahu. To goof all Dormi, it's Samavachan's goof. The Evid should have gotten rid of it. But Gemara Dormi. Kim Tzloma Kugufo Domi, Shoro Mahu, or the Pasha, Abdu Kugufo, Shoro Kim Mamono. Says Rashi, Abdu Kugufo, and Hinyach Odom Gachel to live Abdu Potter, Shahoyolo Le Evid Le Salka. The Evid should have, what does that should have mean? I has been that a normal person would do that? Or, he's a contributing factor of the whole thing, so. It's Pshir Sanizik. It's all Pshir Sanizik here. We already saw Pshir Sanizik. Maybe it's Pshir Sanizik. Someone puts something on my beged. You have to tell a bego that it's of Chaya. Why? The hodl of salko sova et for anulated bedina veyifrali.
Wait 1 second.
How does that work with pshia sanizik? We saw a concept of pshia sanizik. Yeah, he puts it there. I said, no, let him do it. I'll sue him for it. I don't need it. He puts it on my jacket. I don't like this jacket anyway. So let him burn my jacket and I'll sue him for it. Is that, why is that not pshia sanizik? We'll discuss of all of these, believe that. It's just an outline. Next few things we'll talk about.